Hey guys, how is it going? I am super excited to come back this week and talk a little bit more about the gap and the gain because it is literally one of my favorite subjects. And actually on our company call, which are for our like car earners and above, it was really cool because they actually talked about the gap and the gain and how so many people refer to where I should be, where I should be, where I should be. And then they get a loss of expectation of where they should be, and then they discredit themselves and all of this stuff. So I really appreciate those who plugged in and listened to the call last week or the podcast last week. And again, share this on your social media, screenshot it, tag me, send me your greatest takeaways. I can't wait to see them, and share this with a friend. I think sometimes we don't realize how powerful it is to share things with a friend and just say, hey, I was thinking of you. Can you please listen to this? And I hope you get the same message I got. But if not, I'm super excited to hear about your takeaways. So let's get started. I really want to talk about the freedom from versus the freedom to. So freedom, this guy, I can't even pronounce his name. Okay, you guys, it's Jiddu Kishanamurti or something. I totally butchered that. Okay, but it says freedom is now or never. So there are two different types of freedom. Freedom from, which is external, and freedom to, which is internal. So to be free from is to be no one's slave, to live in a free country, to have no coercion or force against you. It means to have no external restraints, such as hunger, the elements, unjust laws, on your individual choice or behaviors. To be free too is to be able to choose for yourself. You have the capability to choose. You have a variety of options from which you choose, and you have the courage to choose, okay? So you are the one who controls and directs your own life as you see fit. You take full ownership of every single thing that you do. And being in a team aspect, it's so crazy to me that people can't take ownership for the things that they do and it doesn't work. They're always in the victim mentality. They're always in the, well, you told me to do this and it didn't work. It's not my fault that it didn't work. There's other things that go along with it. Like, did you fully own every single bit of the word of the post that you did? Okay, so it's the same thing as we help our kids understand is that when they do something wrong or they're lying about something, we don't just be like, poor me, why are they blaming the parents? The truth is that the kids need to learn as well to take full ownership of what they're doing. You're also not looking for someone or something outside of yourself. So how many times are we looking for external validation from other people when in actuality, we only need to look for validation within ourselves to do something? We need to look for internal validation to say that we're doing the right thing and that we're making the right choices. When I joined this business, I was 100%, I mean, I still am and I'm working through it, but super codependent on choices that I made for myself. I would look to other people to say, hey, do you want to go with me? Do you want to come with me? Do you want to do this with me? And the codependency that has a lot to do with that, I always determined my validation, my choice against whatever other people thought. And I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't let go of some of that. Yes, it's a current work in progress. And I think as we're raised, as we're brought up, we learn to be codependent. We learn to be people pleasers. We learn to say yes for other people's benefit. But then we stop and think, like, did that really make sense to me? Did that really help me? As far as being free too, we're also free. You exercise free will and choice. You act based on want, not need. For example, freedom from is external, so you're free from hunger, but freedom to is internal, so you're free to choose what you'll eat. Okay? They also talk about the fact of freedom from is lack of obstacles, so you're not a slave to someone or something. And when we're in a on a business standpoint and you're a small business owner or you're in the network marketing space, know that it's a full volunteer army. Like the people, the leaders that are doing things, they're doing that out of their free will. They're not expecting anything back from it. They're not looking at, like, we want people to come with us. We want people to see more in themselves than they truly do. But that is the fact of you're not a slave to us. You can say yes or no. You can choose to participate. But the freedom is actually doing the work that is meant to be put in so you can get that, like, external freedom that you're looking for. Freedom, too, is the presence of your control. So you are your own master. To feel free, how are you looking internally to have that feeling within inside of you? Know that despite having an enormous freedom from constraints, it can be difficult to seize the freedom that you, like, to be whoever you generally want to be, just because there's, like, a lot of expectations, a lot of ideals to live up to in depending on the country that you live in. So sometimes it can hamper the intrinsic motivation that we're looking for. We want to believe in ourselves. We want to have all of that. But how are you putting that forward? I think sometimes we really need to look inside of ourselves and truly dive into why we don't love ourselves as much as we love other people. And it all does come back to self-actualization, the highest level on Maslow's hierarchy. And it's another way of saying that you have to be free. Another way of saying you have the freedom to be whatever you choose to be. So if you want to be XYZ, then go be XYZ. Nobody's holding you back. Nobody's gonna, like, we will say, hey, come hold my hand, I'll help you do this, but that's because I've been through that fire before, or that minefield before. But I'm not gonna have you do something that I haven't done, or that I particularly say, like, I'm gonna say, hey, go do this to help you get here. But I've done that before. I've done that consistently every single day, day in, day out, to give me the freedom that I've had for the last 4 years of being able to run my business from my comfort of my house, from my phone, and to also be the parent that I truly want to be, is because I don't judge myself against other parents. I allow myself to have the freedom that I am going to mess up. I'm going to make mistakes, but that is how you move on. That is how you go forward. So I'm super, super excited just to keep talking to you about this book. But the biggest thing is just do it for you. Allow yourself, like, when you think about the gap and the gain, the gap is based on an unhealthy need and attachment to something outside of yourself. The gap means that you're still trying, or you're trying to free yourself from something. And until you do, you will not be happy. When you're in the gap, you're avoiding here while you're trying to get there, but you'll not actually ever arrive to there. But the gain is based off of being in harmony with what you want and knowing what you don't, like, what you don't need. When you're in the gain, you live your life based off of intrinsic motivation and harmonious passion within yourself, not anybody else, which creates that flow and high performance. And then when you're also in the gain, you're completely free and happy now, which allows you to commit 100% and pursue what you want without attachments attached to it. Okay. So again, I love you guys so, so much. I am super excited. I will be recording a podcast with a guest coming up soon. Hopefully you guys hear it in the next couple weeks, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.